starting off fine this morning, becoming increasingly cloudy. Highs of 21 degrees in the Outmaritime and 23 degrees in the Var. Moderate southeasterly wind, and this evening going down to 13 degrees in Nice and 8 degrees in Saint-Tropez with clear skies. The outlook for Friday and the weekend, cloudy across the region, although rain is now expected to hold off until Monday. Some sunny spells and highs of 23. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:34, and you can see it on our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio, and it will set this evening at 23 minutes past 8. It's sunshine everywhere in Paris, London and Dublin. Paris has 26 degrees, London 23 and Dublin 13. Good morning, you're listening to The Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you from now until 10. Today's top news story, 21,340 people have died in France from COVID-19. 544 deaths have been reported since Tuesday the 21st of April. Health authorities have confirmed, however, that the number of cases admitted to hospital continues to progressively drop. And in sport, Wayne Rooney is at the centre of Derby County players' battle against a proposed 50% wage deferral. I'll be telling you more about all of that at 7:30. Also coming up, we'll have today's entertainment news. How the coronavirus lockdown is impacting our sleep habits, according to a recent study. I'll be telling you about the man that's just won £58 million in the Euro Millions in the UK. And more than 40,000 thank yous have been received for Captain Tom by a postmaster. And Mamma Mia, a mortified mother, has realised that she's accidentally named her daughter Lasagna. And stay at home for St. George's Day. Yes, happy St. George's Day. Brits are urged to fly the English flag at home to mark St. George's Day this year. And good morning to Peter, who says today, the 23rd of April, is St. George's Day. He is the patron saint of England, of course. But today we should also be celebrating the birth of William Shakespeare, born on this day in 1564. Of course, he did say, if music be the food of love, play on from Twelfth Night, which is what we're going to be doing right now. And I'll also be telling you the theme for the Feel Good Friday this week. So with the music, the food of love, here is the Beatles and Here Comes the Sun on Riviera Radio, 106.3 and 106.5 FM.
Here comes the sun.
The latest there from James Blunt, and The Greatest is just coming up to 7:15. Time to take a look at this morning's entertainment news. 10 Doctor Who's actors, or Doctor Who actors in the UK rather, from the past 50 years will say thank you to real doctors and other NHS staff on a star-studded BBC fundraising telethon, which is taking place later today. The show begins at 7 o'clock and will see Children in Need and Comic Relief join forces for the first time. The doctors have recorded a message thanking frontline staff for their work during the coronavirus crisis. It will be broadcast just before the weekly Clap for Carers at 8 p.m. In other entertainment news this morning, apparently Ed Sheeran's neighbour has won his battle with the superstar to extend his back garden despite objections from the singer. Anthony Robinson, who lives three houses along from the pop star's estate, has been given permission to make his back garden 160 feet bigger. But Sheeran, worth £160 million, who has undertaken his own vast building project just a few hundred metres away, did not want the space to be domesticated. He claimed it would extend the village into the countryside in an unplanned and artificial way. Mr. Robinson was furious that the musician objected, considering he has spent the last 6 years expanding his £3.7 million estate, and it's dubbed Sheeranville. That's this morning's entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow morning at 7:15. Now it's time to announce tomorrow's Feel Good Friday theme. This week's Feel Good Friday theme is the universe. Any songs with a link to the universe, which, yes, is filled with invisible stuff. In fact, the stars, planets and galaxies that can be detected make up only 4% of the universe. The other 96% is made up of substances that cannot be seen or easily comprehended. So studio at rivieradio.mc to get your requests in for tomorrow's Feel Good Friday theme, the universe. And here's your first prequel. It's not that obvious, but it rock. There are rocks in the universe. It's Rock the Boat. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber there, and I Don't Care, although he might care now that he's lost a lawsuit against his neighbour. 24 minutes past 7 o'clock, Britain's latest Euro Million winner has scooped a life-changing £58 million. He's revealed how he was forced to celebrate with his parents through a window due to the coronavirus lockdown. Ryan Hall, a father of one, won last Friday's £58 million jackpot. The win means that the self-employed joiner, 38, now ranks 20th place on the National Lottery Millionaires Rich List, and he lives from in Rochdale near Greater Manchester. He was unable to celebrate face-to-face with his parents, who are in lockdown in their own home. He said, "When I found out, I was shaking." I bet you were. And I drove over to my parents' place. I jumped in the van and drove round to my mum and dad's house. I stuck to the government guidelines and kept a safe distance outside and passed the phone through the window for them to double-check for me. I hope you disinfected it first. They even checked my numbers against another website, just to be sure, and it was real. I'd won 58 million quid. Here is Hot Chocolate, and everyone's a winner. Do you keep your requests coming for Feel Good Friday? Theme being the universe. The news is next.
This is 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working to keep everyone informed in the current difficult situation, as we all stay at home to stop the spread of the virus. Every day, find updated information on air or at rivieraradio.mc and on our 106.5 Facebook and most social media. Download our free Riviera Radio news app for your mobile phone or tablet. You listen at home, and most of our team are working from their homes. We are supported by local businesses, and we support them. We know that many businesses are changing the way they operate to help people in these unprecedented times. We connect businesses to the people at home. We're available to help you get messages out to the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to Riviera Radio or the thousands who use our website and social media. Contact us by emailing sales@rivieraradio.mc. At your service for more than 30 years, we are Riviera Radio.
You're listening to the 106.5 Riviera Radio Full English Breakfast Show, brought to you by Air France, one of the largest networks in the world. Enjoy the new revolutionary business seat and take advantage of Air France's attentive service just for you. Air France.
France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
Chantier Kellar are proud to celebrate their 20 years of business with you. Quality service and supply of life-saving appliances and firefighting equipment. Classification approved. Pickup and delivery on board with fast and effective service. Kellar, 20 years as your life-saving supplier. Log on to Kellar, Q-U-E-L-A-R-T.com.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7:30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. 21,340 people have died in France from COVID-19. 544 deaths have been reported since Tuesday, the 21st of April. Health authorities have confirmed, however, that the number of cases admitted to hospital continues to progressively drop. On a national level, 5,218 people are in intensive care, 2,000 less than 2 weeks ago. For the region, there was a slight rise in the number of cases at midday on Wednesday, after several days of what was described as a rather stable situation, along with a drop in the number of cases in the Alpes-Maritimes and the Var. Wednesday saw a rise in cases return. 6 cases were reported in the Alpes-Maritimes and 17 in the Var, the most significant rise since April the 13th. In Monaco, no new cases were reported on Wednesday, with the number of cases remaining at 94. Meanwhile, the president of the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region, Renaud Muselier, has said that a first batch of 5 million masks delivered from China will be distributed to health workers and security personnel. 1 million of the masks will be given to small municipalities of less than 20,000 residents in the PACA region. He said that by the end of May, he expected 25 million masks to have been delivered to the region. The Élysée has announced that President Macron will hold a video conference this morning with 15 mayors from across France. Although not confirmed by the Élysée, local reports suggest that the mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi, and the mayor of Cannes, David Lisnard, will participate. The meeting is part of President Macron's fact-finding mission in preparation for the gradual deconfinement in France from May the 11th. President Macron will also hold a separate video conference on Friday, which will concentrate on plans for the tourism, leisure, hotel and restaurant sectors. Meanwhile, the French Prime Minister denied on Wednesday rumours suggesting that restaurants in France will be able to open from the 15th of June. While the end of lockdown is set for May the 11th, with the gradual reopening of schools, some places will remain closed until further notice, and Matignon confirms that this is the case for restaurants for which no date has yet been disclosed. Meanwhile, the industry's union says that a reopening in mid-June would be necessary in order to save the summer season. As the French government works to publish a detailed plan on how lockdown measures may progressively be lifted from May the 11th, there is a possibility that some travel restrictions will remain. While wanting to make it easier to circulate, the possibility of travelling between different departments in France could be restricted until mid-June. Transport would also be reintroduced gradually. For example, the number of trains running and flights available to slowly increase, along with controls at airports and train stations to make sure that the reason for travel is essential. The French government has not hidden the fact that the progressive end to confinement is a vrai casse-tête, or rather a headache, which details should be confirmed in the coming week. The end of confinement for ports in the region is being mapped out by the Maritime Prefecture. The deconfinement will be done in two stages in order to allow economic recovery and to avoid excessive travel. The first preparation stage will allow the return of nautical activity linked to tourism, and the second will authorise the opening of beaches and circulation of pleasure vessels. A date for the progressive exit from lockdown is expected to be announced very soon. CRS police officers from Lyon who have been deployed to the region for border controls have refused to move into accommodation provided for them in Nice's Ariane district, demanding its disinfection due to the coronavirus. The 75 police officers decided to spend the night in their vehicles and not in the rooms which had been assigned to them. The head of the police unit said, "We have come for border control. We will carry out our mission, but there is no question of sleeping in this building without guarantee of health precautions having been taken." Researchers in France are to carry out trials with nicotine patches to verify research which has until now shown that nicotine could have a protective effect against COVID-19. According to several studies worldwide, there is a low number of smokers amongst those hospitalised with the virus. Professor Jean-Pierre Chagnon from the Pasteur Institute in Paris suggests that the nicotine prevents or retains the virus from entering the cells and propagating. The theory of the nicotine remains to be proven. Hence the importance of clinical trials. Doctors remind people that these studies should not encourage people to smoke. Smoking damages the lungs and causes serious health problems and death, killing more than 70,000 people a year in France. Health Minister Olivier Véran said the research is an interesting track among other tracks of clinical research currently being studied. Meanwhile, researchers in Zurich have said that after analysing the tissue of people who died from the coronavirus, they believe it is systematic vascular inflammation and not pneumonia. For the researchers, COVID-19 is not just a viral pneumonia, but much more. According to a study by researchers from Zurich, this for them explains why it causes so many cardiovascular problems and vital organ failures. An association supported by British researchers is trying to train dogs to spot people carrying the new coronavirus after several successful tests with other diseases. The training centre in Milton Keynes, in the centre of England, sees dogs trained to recognise the smell of the virus among several samples. They must then report when they find it before being rewarded. According to James Logan, head of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine Disease Control Department, this could revolutionise our response to the pandemic, which has already claimed more than 17,000 lives in British hospitals. The team set itself the goal of training the animals in 6 weeks in order to be able to quickly provide the health authorities with a tool for rapid and non-invasive diagnosis. Once trained, dogs can be used to identify travellers infected with the virus when they arrive in the country or be deployed in other public spaces. Riviera Radio reported on March the 31st the departure of a French plumber and his dog awarded Dog Hero Trophy in France, who left Paris for the UK to help researchers on this project. The City Council of Le Cannet has organised the special delivery of Muguet, or Lily of the Valley flowers, for the 1st of May. With florists currently closed due to COVID-19, the City Hall has set up a service of home delivery, respecting the necessary safety measures in place. Florists in Le Cannet have also been able to distribute the flower through other commercial outlets which have remained open, such as supermarkets and food stores. Muguet, a May Day tradition dating back to 1561. The 1st of May in France is a holiday to celebrate Labour Day, and it also carries an even older tradition. If someone offers you some lily of the valley, it supposedly brings you good luck. Offering a little Muguet in spring was common in medieval times, but it seems that it became officialised on May the 1st, 1561, when King Charles IX, having received some himself, decided to return the gesture and offered the flower to every lady in his court. Muguet, or lily of the valley flowers, also marks the start of spring and symbolises the end of winter. It has long been considered the perfect flower to celebrate the coming of the new season and the return of good weather, and also a sign of prosperity for future harvests.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In football, the Champions League and Europa League look increasingly likely to be played exclusively in August after more talks about the remainder of the 2019 and 2020 season on Wednesday. UEFA told 55 associations there was still the possibility of the competitions being played throughout June, July and August, but reports suggest that the latest discussions revolved almost exclusively around a plan to complete the domestic leagues by July the 31st, with European competition following after that. Wayne Rooney is at the centre of a Derby County players' battle against a proposed 50% wage deferral. Reports say that the Rams board want the squad to forego half of their pay, which would be paid back at a later date. But Rooney, who is leading talks on behalf of players, informed Chief Executive Officer Stefan Pierce that the squad are only willing to take a 25% deferral. Meanwhile, Phil Neville is likely to stand down from his role as England women head coach today. Neville's future is set to be announced on April the 23rd, once the dates for the delayed Women's European Championships are decided. The tournament is taking place in 2022 instead of next year, and the schedule is due to be decided by UEFA today. Finally, in tennis, Roger Federer says now is the time for the men's and women's governing bodies to merge while tennis is in limbo because of the coronavirus. The 20-time Grand Slam champion floated the idea in a series of Twitter posts.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Out Maritime and the VAR, there's a general situation of a depression of 1,012 millibars. Winds are southeasterly, force 1 to 2. The sea is calm with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint John Cap Ferrat is 1,013 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are southeasterly, force 1 to 2. The sea is calm with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Course is 1,011 millibars.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Starting off fine. It's very nice looking out of the studio window here in Monaco at the moment, but becoming increasingly cloudy. Highs of 21 degrees in the Outmarine team and 23 degrees in the Var. Moderate southeasterly wind this evening, going down to 13 degrees in Nice and 8 degrees in Saint-Tropez with clear skies. The outlook for Friday and the weekend, cloudy across the region. Rain was forecast, but it looks like that's going to hold off until Monday. Some sunny spells and highs of 23. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:34 and will set this evening at 23 minutes past 8. And if you want to see it, you can go to our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. I managed to take a little video of it this morning. In Paris today, 26 degrees and sunny. London, 23 degrees with sunshine. Dublin, 13 degrees and sunny. It's just gone 42 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. You're now up to date. All the news is available on our webpage, rivieraradio.mc. And of course, as I just said, do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. This week's Feel Good Friday theme is the universe. Any songs linked to the universe. And as I mentioned earlier, some fascinating facts. Did you know that your body contains cosmic relics from the creation of the universe? Almost all of your hydrogen atoms were formed in the Big Bang about 13.7 billion years ago. That's given you something to think about today. So studio at rivieraradio.mc if you'd like to have your request played tomorrow morning between 7 and 10. Good morning to Lorraine. She says, could I have David Bowie and Starman, please? Thank you for your request, Lorraine. And Martin says, can I suggest Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, as that is how life is in this lockdown. Unsure when we will be in Mondulieu. And that's from Martin and Tina. Studio at rivieraradio.mc to get your Feel Good Friday request in all about the universe. And here is another prequel. It's David Bowie and Lady Stardust. David Bowie and Lady Stardust, and that was another prequel for the Feel Good Friday theme being the universe. Any songs to do with the universe, studio at rivieraradio.mc. And it was also for Richard Hadida, the CEO of Oyster Yachts, so wishing him well, as I know that was one of his favourites.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
France's Minister of Action and Public Accounts, Gérard Darmanin, declared on Wednesday that the social security deficit should reach 41 billion euros this year in France due to the coronavirus crisis, a level never reached. The previous record, 28 billion euros, had been set in 2010 in the wake of the financial crisis of 2008. In 2019, the deficit of social security was 1.9 billion euros. This level of deficit in the general system and the FSV is unprecedented, and its deterioration is mainly explained by a sharp drop in revenues, estimated at nearly 31 billion euros, and by an increase of around 8 billion in spending compared to the target set for this year. And Her Majesty the Queen reportedly used it on Tuesday to communicate with other family members on her birthday, and now Zoom has said it will release an improved version of its hugely popular video conferencing app this week. It comes after issues with the company's data security and privacy measures come under intense scrutiny.
Barclays is proud to sponsor all the business news on 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working collaboratively and creatively, tailoring our advice to the specific background, needs, and financial ambitions of our clients. For more information, call the Monaco Private Banking team on 93153535 or visit barclays.mc/private bank.
Boy George there and Everything I Own. I don't know about giving up everything you own in my household. They were arguing over the last chunk of Toblerone last night. So look at the papers, it's next.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
Good morning. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you until 10. Today's top news story. 21,340 people have died in France from COVID-19. 544 deaths have been reported since Tuesday, the 21st of April. Health authorities, however, have confirmed that the number of cases admitted to hospital continues to progressively drop. And in sports, Wayne Rooney is at the centre of Derby County players' battle against a proposed 50% wage deferral. Also coming up this hour, we're going to have the three in a row, can you guess the link? And how the coronavirus lockdown is impacting our sleep habits. A study has shown that one in three Britons working from home are no longer setting an alarm clock to wake up. And also, more than 40,000 thank yous. The postmaster is forced to take over local schools in the UK to handle hundreds birthday cards for Captain Tom. I'll be telling you more about that. And Mamma Mia, the mortified mother who's realised that she's accidentally called her child lasagna. Also, happy St George's Day, as Brits are urged to fly the English flag at home to mark St George's Day today. And as Peter mentioned this morning, it's also William Shakespeare's birthday today, born on this day in 1564. If music be the food of love, play on. Now, the theme for Feel Good Friday is the universe. Anything to do with the universe, any songs with stars, rock, planets, galaxy, anything. Rocket Man in the title. Thank you for all your requests. Do keep them coming. Good morning to Martin in Fonvier, who says, I would love to hear Venus in Blue Jeans. We can get that one for you, Martin. Thank you. And good morning to Edward. Now hold on. Can I have a request for all my friends at French Riviera Animals? Missing the walkies, we have three times a week. Can't wait to start them again. Lots of love to Lucky. That's my Lucky, I guess, who would really enjoy mixing them with them. And the rescue dogs, like mine, Banjo. Special call out to Tanya, Britta, Sue, Claire and Suzanne. We're a special group of people and dogs and can't think of a dog and universe-related song. So how about Fly Me to the Moon? That will do, Edward. Well done. Studio at rivieradio.mc for your Feel Good Friday request. But it's now time for Guess the Year. I'm starting off with this one. The songs are related to the year and I'll be giving you some clues in between them. This is number one in this year. It is, of course, Mark Morrison and Return of the Mac. Mark Morrison there, Return of the Mac, for the three in a row to guess the year. I've got my wires crossed. I normally do the three in a row to guess the year at 9:30, and it's a guess the link at this time. We'll just swap them over this morning just to make sure you're paying attention. That was Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, number one in the UK in this year. Can you tell me which year? It was also the year in which in the UK Prince Charles and Diana, Princess of Wales, got divorced, and Mad Cow Disease hits Britain. And here is another hit from that year, George Michael and Fast Love. Studio at rivieradio.mc if you know which year am I talking about. George Michael and Fast Love, the second clue to guess the year this morning. Which year am I talking about? In France, in this year, on January the 8th, former president of France and founder of the Socialist Party of France, François Mitterrand, died on January the 29th in this year. President Jacques Chirac announced a definitive end to French nuclear testing on the 5th of May. And a fire in Paris destroyed much of the Credit Lyonnais Bank's headquarters. Which year am I talking about? And this was a number one in the UK. Oasis and Don't Look Back in Anger. It's just gone 22 minutes past 8 o'clock and that was your guest of the year, three in a row this morning. And it was Paul that got it right. 1996 was indeed the year. Well done to you, Paul. And thank you for your email. Continuing with the Feel Good Friday request, good morning to Julia. The theme being the universe. Any songs to do with the universe? A bit late this morning. Did anyone ask for Drops of Jupiter? Asks Julia. They haven't, so we can play that for you, Julia. Nicola says, hi, Sarah. Can I please please get the Ra band and Clouds Across the Moon. Not before 8 a.m. if at all possible. We can sort that out for you, Nicola. And what have we got? David, good morning to David. My choice is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. Thank you for getting me to read that out at this time in the morning. That's for Dave. We can certainly play that one for you. Suzanne from Monton, please can you play Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. Happy Friday from Mothers of Africa in Monaco. We are providing PPE to our hospital in Zambia. Check out our Facebook and Instagram pages to see how to donate. That is the Mothers of Africa Facebook and Instagram pages to see how you can donate to help such a good cause. And good morning to Harry. Now we have social distancing. Noel and Liam, get back together. Good point. I like your point, Harry. Do keep them coming. Your emails, studio@rivieraradio.mc. If you have a song request for tomorrow, or if you just want to say hello. All the local news, sports and weather is coming up after this.
That first night we were standing at your door.
This is the Monaco update from the Government Communication Department.
This week in Monaco, the palace has said that the coronavirus pandemic will have a major impact on the state budget, with an estimated deficit of nearly 500 million euros for the 2020 financial year. This amount corresponds to the exceptional support measures necessary for the Monegasque economy, as well as the anticipated decline in state revenues. It said that the gravity of the situation necessitates increased rigorous financial management, particularly for the purpose of an overall reduction in state expenditure. In this context, His Serene Highness, the Sovereign Prince has decided to reduce the operating expenses of the Prince's Palace by an almost 40% reduction in his endowment, from 13.2 million euros to 8 million euros. The palace added that Prince Albert has full confidence in the solidity of the economic and social model of the Principality of Monaco to overcome this health crisis, which also has unprecedented economic consequences for Monaco. Meanwhile, the Monegasque government would like to remind Monegasque residents and employees that all the information about the coronavirus can be found on www.covid19.mc. Should you develop symptoms, a high fever and respiratory symptoms such as a cough or shortness of breath, please contact the emergency services directly on 18 or 112. To avoid infecting others, please do not visit your normal doctor or the accident and emergency unit. That's this week's Monaco Update. I'll be back at the same time next week with a new edition of the Monaco Update.
There are always great things happening in Monaco. For more information, go to gouv.mc. gouv.mc.
Riviera Radio Jobline.
The International School of Monaco is seeking to appoint a full-time director of admissions. This is a great opportunity for a highly efficient, creative communicator with high standards of professionalism and integrity. The successful candidate will lead the recruitment of new students into a prestigious and successful school and promote the International School of Monaco in the wider community. Experience in marketing and public relations will be essential, as well as fluency in English and French. Please send your application to recruitment@ismonaco.com. That's recruitment@ismonaco.com. And to get more information, see the website ismonaco.org. And full details of that job are also available on our website, rivieraradio.mc. And to place an advert in Jobline, please contact 00377 97 97 94 75.
Starting off fine this morning, becoming increasingly cloudy as the day goes on. Highs of 21 degrees in the Alpmare Team and 23 degrees in the Var. Moderate southeasterly wind this evening, going down to 13 degrees in Nice and 8 degrees in Saint-Tropez with clear skies. The outlook for Friday and the weekend, cloudy across the region, although the rain should hold off until Monday, with some sunny spells and highs of 23 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:34 and will set this evening at 23 minutes past 8. Finally, are you having trouble sleeping? Well, Britons are changing their sleeping habits as a result of coronavirus lockdown, with one in three saying they no longer need to set an alarm to wake up in the morning. A study found that the average wake-up time for people working from home had shifted by 48 minutes to 6 minutes past 7 from 18 minutes past 6 before the pandemic. The researchers say this later wake-up time is much closer to the natural genetic wake-up time, which explains so much about my state of mind. Of 7:55 apparently is your natural wake-up time, and it could have positive benefits on the mood and brain function. Sleep experts say waking up naturally increases our chances of doing so during REM sleep, which is the optimal state of to transition from being asleep to being awake. So that means that Mr. Harrison's going to come back full of beans and really happy on Monday morning because he'll have been waking up at the correct time. Since being in lockdown, many people have also experienced more vivid and intense dreams, something that could be due to waking up during the REM sleep. And everyone dreams four or five times a night, but we can only remember a dream if we wake up during it, according to a sleep expert. If our sleep is disturbed, as it may be at the moment due to anxiety and worry, then we may remember them in more detail than normal. There you go. The study also found that a fifth of Brits say they are struggling to get sleep due to the lockdown, keeping them indoors. You're now up to date. All the information is available on our website, rivieraradio.mc, and our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Back to the Feel Good Friday requests, the theme being universe. Come on, put your thinking caps on. It's not that difficult. Anything about the universe, stars, rocks, black hole. Martin, good morning to Martin, who says, I was about to suggest David Essex, yes, but I beat you to it. Yeah, I did play that as a prequel just before the news. So he's asked for Across the Universe by the Beatles or I'm an Urban Spaceman. We can certainly do that. studio@rivieraradio.mc. You can get your request in for tomorrow morning to be played between 7 and 10 on the Feel Good Friday edition of the Full English Breakfast. In a minute, I will be playing the three songs in a row and you have to guess the link. But talking of dreams, you've got to have this one. You remember it? Oh, I was to that film. What was the film called? Oh, You Make My Dreams Come True. Here it is. Just gone 20 to 10. What I want. And You Make My Dreams Come True. It's just gone 9:45. You're listening to Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett. I'm with you until 10, and then we'll have the international news headlines at 10 o'clock. And then I will be back at 12:30 with an update of all the local news, sports and weather. It's now time to guess the link between the next three tracks. If you think you know what the link is, studio@rivieraradio.mc. And do keep your requests coming for tomorrow, the theme being universe. Good morning to Craig, who says, could we have Men in Black, please? Of course we can, Craig. Here is the first one for guess the link of these next three tracks.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous put on the Ritz?
Wham! And Club Tropicana, where the drinks are free. Well, they're not at the Club Tropicana in Royal Canadair. I can tell, well, they weren't at one point, I can tell you that. And before that, you heard Put It on the Ritz with Fred Astaire. And before that, of course, Hotel California, the Eagles. What was the link? studio@rivieraradio.mc. You've still got a few minutes to tell me if you know what the link was between those three tracks I just played. And just to mention a few more requests for Feel Good Friday, the theme being the universe tomorrow morning from 7 till 10. Good morning to Caroline, who says, could we please have the Beatles? And because, of course, because the world is round, it turns me on. Very good choice, Caroline. And also, good morning to, oh, that's Rob. I knew, not Harrison, another Rob. Rob saying, you liked the Wham, didn't you? Yes, I knew you would. And Martin appreciated the Fred Astaire. There you go. Thank you very much for your email, studio@rivieradio.mc. You've still got time to get a request in for Feel Good Friday, all about the theme being the universe.
This is 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working to keep everyone informed in the current difficult situation, as we all stay at home to stop the spread of the virus. Every day, find updated information on air or at rivieraradio.mc and on our 106.5 Facebook and most social media. Download our free Riviera Radio news app for your mobile phone or tablet. You listen at home, and most of our team are working from their homes. We are supported by local businesses, and we support them. We know that many businesses are changing the way they operate to help people in these unprecedented times. We connect businesses to the people at home. We're available to help you get messages out to the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to Riviera Radio or the thousands who use our website and social media. Contact us by emailing sales@rivieraradio.mc. At your service for more than 30 years, we are Riviera Radio.
It's just gone 10 o'clock. Taking a look at the international headlines, US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to temporarily suspend the approval of some green cards. Austria has lifted the strict quarantine on three ski resorts in which were coronavirus hotspots. And 20,000 households in the UK are being contacted to take part in a study, or in England rather, are being contacted to take part in a study to track coronavirus in the general population. Where am I? Who am I? What am I? What day is it? Starting off fine. It's still fine looking out the window here in Monaco. Becoming increasingly cloudy. Highs of 21 degrees in the Alpes-Maritimes and 23 degrees in the Var. Moderate southeasterly wind this evening, going down to 13 degrees in Nice and 8 degrees in Saint-Tropez with clear skies. And the outlook for Friday and the start of the weekend, cloudy across the region with some sunny spells and highs of 23, but should remain dry until Monday. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:34 and will set this evening at 23 minutes past 8. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all your requests. Finally, I've got one more in from Helen. Good morning, Helen. She says, please could you play That's Amore by Dean Martin. The song lyrics are really good for the space theme and it will cheer everyone up. Thank you, Helen. studio@rivieraradio.mc. I'm here all day, more or less, so if you still have some requests that you'd like to do with the universe tomorrow morning from 7 till 10, then please feel free to go ahead and send them in. Thank you for listening. I'll be back at 11 o'clock with an update on the weather. The BBC News live from London will be back at midday, and I'll be back at 12:30 with an update of all the local sport, news, sport and weather. And Mark Abson will be keeping you company this afternoon with Riviera Radio's Drive Time. And I'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 till 10. Full English Breakfast, the Feel Good Friday edition. Do hope you can join me. In the meantime, mistakes I've made a few. Here's Jonas Blue and Paloma Faith. Take care. Stay home. Stay safe. Bye.
The same mistakes again for you.